the rich are growing their wealth very rapidly, and it's acting like a black hole in society. It's sucking the wealth away from the middle class, from the working class, from the government. And I saw immediately that that wouldn't stop. I saw, because...
Just explain how that happens. Why does the wealth go to the
top? You know, the simplest way is, you know, Rishi Sunak suddenly magically appeared in the Times richest people, top 100 richest people in the country. Wealth of £700 million. I think what people often don't realise is the passive income that comes with that. So if Rishi Sunak's worth £700 million, what's his passive income? And when I say passive income, I mean that the income he gets just from his wealth, not from his work. You know, he's going to make around 5%, £35 million a year. Let's be conservative, £26 million a year, £500,000 a week. So imagine you're Rishi Sunak now and you're making £500,000 passive income a week. How much are you going to spend?
Not a lot of it.
You'd spend, you know, 50 grand a week, live like the Queen, basically. I couldn't spend 50 grand a week if I tried, right? So the problem is, once you have this group of society with very large passive income, unless you have a rapidly growing economy, they basically have nothing they can do with that income other than buy up the rest of the assets. It's as simple as that. It's basically compound interest. If you have the wealth of the rich growing at 5% in an economy that's growing at 1% or 2%, there's nothing they can do. They outgrow the economy and they squeeze everyone else out. And what ordinary people see is house prices going up, stock prices going up, my kids can't afford the house. And what that is the rich squeezing the middle class out. It's the kids of the rich outbidding your kids for things like houses.